Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to slide away and off the eastern seaboard today. Moisture wrapping around the high on a southeast wind flow that'll pick up and become gusty today will bring an increase in humidity throughout the afternoon. We'll also see clouds begin to build, and this could lead to one or two passing showers for the second half of the day. Most everyone will stay dry through the evening, though, but that moisture will continue to build, leading to a cloudy and muggy night tonight. More scattered showers will pass through, but there's also the chance of some fog developing overnight and towards sunrise tomorrow, with lows staying in the lower and middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where some upper-level energy will hook up with the remnants of Alberto and combine with the moisture that's already in place to produce more numerous showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. With the increased humidity levels and slow movement of showers and storms, some heavier downpours will be possible. With a real tropical feel, high temperatures will be around 80 despite limited sunshine. A few more scattered showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday morning as the disturbance slides off to the south. The best chance of wet weather to start the weekend will be south of I-90. But everyone will enjoy at least some sunshine in the afternoon, and highs will be back into the upper 70s. High pressure will build in from the north, keeping it in the mid-70s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and mainly dry weather. At this point, another disturbance will head in our direction with a cool pool of air, keeping the weather unsettled and mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday through Wednesday, and highs will be back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while what remains of Alberto pushes across the Great Lakes, a very moist pattern remains in place over the eastern United States, mostly responsible to the presence of Alberto and its tropical moisture feed. Daily thunderstorms should brew in the presence of sufficient daytime heating, aided by any impulses to the west, which will spark a more organized rainfall event. Most recently, the Mid-Atlantic region has been prone to flash flooding in this pattern, with Ellicott City, Charlottesville, and upstate North Carolina all being impacted in the past week. Any additional heavy rainfall on top of the saturated soil could lead to further concerns the next couple of days, with a more potent, slow-moving upper trough crossing the central Appalachians tomorrow afternoon. Back to today, isolated to widely scattered severe thunderstorms will be possible from the Missouri Ozarks to the lower Ohio Valley and Tennessee Valley, as well as the northern High Plains and northern Rockies. Damaging wind gusts and hail are the primary risks, with the possibility of a few tornadoes as well. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a passing shower, upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 2013 and in 1937, and the record low, 34, in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and more humid today, with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and more humid today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cloudy and muggy tonight with a few showers, also some fog with lows in the middle and upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and more humid today, a passing shower or storm possible with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with a few showers and some fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and more humid today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with a few showers and some fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and more humid today with a passing shower possible, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with a few passing showers and also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, even more humidity, a tropical feel with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. A shower or thunderstorm primarily south of I-90 Saturday morning. And then a mix of sun and clouds for everyone in the upper 70s. Humidity comes down late Saturday and into Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-70s for the second half of the weekend. Then unsettled again with mostly cloudy skies Monday through Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.